心を整えるために一緒に祈ってメッセージを始めたいと思います。
Alright, just let's prepare our hearts and start with a word of prayer.
Okay, 祈りましょう。父なる神様、あなたは生きていらっしゃり、今日私たちに語ることができます。
Dear Heavenly Father, we believe that you are a living God and you are trying to speak to us here today.
あなたは私たちの心を今日あなたの言葉で切り裂き、そしてまた立て上げ、そして私たちは新しい人に作り変えることができます。
Lord, we believe that your word, it will cut into our heart like a knife and it will insert it will, what we need, it will nourish us, it will heal us and it will help us to encourage others.
今日あなたがどのような方かを私たちの心にリビューしてください、掲示してください。
Please, Lord, reveal yourself to us today through your word.
そしてあなたが私たちに望まれている人生がどのようなものであるか、今日私たちの心に明確に示してください。
And please, Lord, just touch our hearts and give us a good vision as to what our lives are, the hope that we have for the future.
イエス様、私たちはあなたの弟子として今日聖書に書いてあることを学び、そして明日から実行したいと思います。
Lord, we are your disciples and we want to go forth from this place and from tomorrow we want to put this into action in our lives.
あなたの言葉は私たちの足の灯火、そして道の光です。
Your word is a lamp unto our feet.And a light into our path.
イエス様、語ってください。
Lord, speak to us.
語ってください。
Please speak to
us. イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. さあ、皆さんにも忙しい週とそうでない週があると思うんですけど、僕は先週すごい忙しかったんです。
Is anybody, how's it going? Is it busy time for you? It's real busy time for me right now.
で、僕は名古屋にカンファレンスに行ってきました。牧師先生方の勉強会に行ってきたんです。
And I was actually in Nagoya most of the week. I was at a conference for pastors.
で、隣に座ったのは僕の仲のいい、お友達 の, あの牧師の先生でした。そしてね、彼は Facebook でクロスロード教会をちょっと時々チェックしてるんです。
And, this friend of mine, another pastor, he's like, often he checks Facebook, he's really kind, he's checking my crossword, you know, crossword on Facebook, he's checking up on me, seeing how we're doing.
ほんで、いや、ふみ先生、また面白い説教のシリーズ始めたみたいなね。
And he's like, hey, Fumi, I saw your new series there.
Nishinomiya 39ers やって。
Nishinomiya 39ers? What's this? ちょっと待ってよって。
スポーツのチーム作ろうと思ってんの
Fumi, you're not planning on starting like a sports team or something.
Fumi 先生はあれやん、ミュージシャンやろ。スポーツなんかあかんと思うけど、心配されてしまう。
We're very worried if you're going to try and play sports, you might hurt yourself.
そうそうそう。だから、いや、ちゃうね、マキオ先生。僕ら、あ、そうか。3と9で感謝することに対してのメッセージやねん。
And so Nishinomiya 39ers, actually, that's from the Japanese. Thank you is 39. Thank you. You know, it's a little play on words there. It's a joke.
Is it
a temper dropped in here or something? It's kind of a cold joke.
ふみ先生、普通はあなたストーリーのギャグを言うのに、こうやって言葉のギャグを言うの珍しいね。
Fumi, you're more of like a, you know, you just tell a rakugo. You know, you're more of like to tell the story, make them laugh.Kind of person. You're not like the kind of quick joke kind of guy.
でも僕は確かにね、皆さんに謝らないといけないが、確かにこのタイトルには深みがないです。確かに。
You know, and I must apologize. There is absolutely no depth to this title for this series.
Okay. だけれども、私たちのこの感謝をするということに対する学びに関しては、私たちには深い意義があると信じています。
But I believe very strongly that in the, you know, thanks that we need to be having in our lives, that there is a very deep and powerful message.
もし先週のメッセージを聞いてない人がいたら、どうぞお家に帰ってネットで聞いてください。
Yeah. If you haven't listened to last week's message, please go home and check out the podcast on the net.
先週のメッセージは、感謝とはどのようなものかということを私たちは学びました。
And we were learning about what it means to have Thanksgiving in our hearts.
聖書の中に何回も何回も感謝しなさい、感謝しなさいと書いてるんですね。
In the Bible, it's so many times it says, give thanks, give thanks.
なのに私たちはそれを神の命令としてはほとんど受け取ってないんです。
You know, but there's so many of us that we don't really receive that as, you know, an order from God directly.
そして感謝を私たちは忘れてしまってます。
And we forget to give thanks a lot.
そして感謝されない人、そして神様も感謝されないままで土に埋まってる状態なんですね。
And there's so many people that are buried in life and they're not feeling the thanksgiving. They're not feeling thanks from anyone around them.
でも私たちが少し忙しい人生を立ち止まって考えて、そして土を掘り起こせば、それは出てくる出てくる。今まで感謝されてなかった人、感謝されてなかった神様が 出てくるんです。
And as we are running around in our busy lives, if we would take the time to stop where we stand and we start to dig in the place where we are, we will find a lot of people that have not been receiving thanks that really could use a good thank you.
それを僕は、それは金のようなものですと言いました。
And we believe that this is, they are valuable, they have value like gold.
1849年にサンフランシスコで、金が見つかった時に 49ers たちが金を掘り出したように。
And we talked about it last week, the history from America in 1849 back in the States, that was the 49ers, that was when the gold rush hit in the West Coast.
私たちは2017年この時期にあって 49ers、その土の中に生まれた感謝すべき人を掘り起こす人になる必要があると思います。
And so we believe now in 2017, although it has nothing to do with the year, we want to be 39ers, we want to be giving thanksgiving as we dig for those valuable people around us.
それを通してあなたの人生確実に豊かになります。
And we believe that this is going to help to enrich your life.
それは皆さんの懐が温かくなるという意味ではありません。
And we're not talking about, you know, your waist or your wallet.
皆さんが感謝をするとき、神に感謝するとき、周りの人を感謝するときに出てくるそのポジティブなこう結果アウトカムっていうのは計り知れないものがあります。
And from giving thanks to other people, and from what you receive from the actual act of giving thanks yourself, it is something that is immeasurable.
いろいろあったな、なんか寝るすごいすぐ寝れるとかな。
You know, being able to go to sleep, you know, just very peacefully.
体が健康になってポジティブにいろいろなこと考えられるとか。
Being more positive, just feel more healthy in general.
それとかそれだけじゃなくて、あのメタボリズムが良くなる。それ俺聞かない。
You know, you could get your better metabolism going, like it's a little bit slimmer, maybe.
今週いっぱい感謝したからな。
Summer's coming, you know. Thanks a lot. I hope it gets slimmer by summertime.
つまり感謝するのを学べば、私たちは何かを取られるのではなくて、私たちが何か受けるんです。
You know, but not only through giving thanks to other people, it's not a one-way street. Through giving thanks is something that you receive.
それはやっぱりだから神様は私たちを愛しておられるから感謝しなさいと私たちに命令をされているんです。
You know, and it's because God loves us so much that He tells us that we need to give thanks.
感謝というのはありがとうと口で言う以上のことからです。
And of course, thanks is a lot more than just saying a words coming out of your mouth.
でも私たちはそのスマホとネットが浸透してる、ソーシャルネットワークが浸透してる世界に住んでるので、
you know, we are in a digital generation.
もう言葉が溢れてるね。
There's words everywhere. There's just digital all over.
で、皆さん経験あるけど、ネットや、Facebook とか LINE でありがとうのスタンプがポンって一回ワンクリックで来たから言って、うわ嬉しい、感謝されためっちゃ嬉しいって思えへんやんか。
You know, there's all the stamps, you get your LINE, you get your Facebook, all these things. All you gotta do is one little click of a button and there's a really happy face of somebody saying thank you. And that's it, you're done.
そうで感謝されてるとあんま思えへんねん。
Do you really feel like you've been thanked when somebody sends you the sticker?
なんで感謝がされてると思えへんで、なんで使われへんのでしょうか。
You know, what's missing? What's lacking from that thank you?
なんでかそれだってイージーやもん、それ簡単やもん。
You know, anybody can like push the button. They may have pushed it by accident for all you know.
ほんまや。感謝って、誰かがしてくれた犠牲や努力に対してするもんやんか。
Thanksgiving, real Thanksgiving, when you really feel thanks, is when somebody does something and it actually has deeper meaning when you have to do something more than just the word.
それを何の努力もなしに、犠牲もなしに、紙と鉛筆も使わずに、Thank you っていうのを送ったから言うて、あ、嬉しい、感謝されたって絶対相手思えへん。
You know, and so when they're in a generation where it doesn't have to write a letter anymore, there's no stamps involved, you don't have to pick up a pencil, all you have to do is hit a little button and, you know, there's a little picture of something really happy that doesn't really...
多分皆さんにサンキューの LINE のスタンプが送られてきて感謝されたという感動を味わったことがある人いたら誰も手を挙げへんと思う。
You know, does anybody really feel like the thanks coming through when the stamp comes? You guys?
Okay. No? じゃあ、no. どうしたら感謝というものは伝わるのでしょうか。
So how can we really share thanksgiving?
もし神様が感謝しなさいと命令してるんだったら、
So if God, our Father, is telling us to give thanks,
私たちはどのように感謝するのかということを学ぶ必要があります。
And we believe that it's important for us to learn how to better thank God and thank those around us.
それはね、やっぱ人それぞれやと思う。相手がどんな人かによると思います。
And it depends on who you're, you know, communicating with.
相手がどんな人かを知る必要があるけどね。
You need to know the people you're talking to.
例えば僕の場合、どんな時にうわ感謝されたって思うかというと。
You know, and for myself, when I really feel that I've been thanked.
僕の人生の中でたくさんの人が僕に感謝を示してくれました。
You know, and God has blessed my life so much with people that have given me thanks.
で、牧師の仕事っていうのは人間に関わる仕事ですから。
You know, as being a pastor, it's all about relationships. relationship with humans.
一番ベストの僕らが僕とかミコがもらって嬉しいねって思ったなんていうかギフトとか感謝の印っていうのは二人で温泉行ってきてねとか一日温泉券みたいなあるやんか日帰り温泉券とかあれめっちゃ嬉しいね。
You know, and for myself and Miko, you know,
超大言ってちゃうで。
Seriously, like we're not asking for like everybody to send these to us, right? But you know, when we got like the, you know, somebody gave us the tickets, like please, the further two of you guys just go off to the onsen, have a little time for yourselves. That really meant something.
それはなぜかというと僕ずっと人に関わる仕事してるんです。
You know, and why it means so much to me is because I'm always, you know, dealing with people with my work.
だから人の話を聞かない時間っていうのが僕時々必要なんです。ミコも必要なんです。
You know, and so there is a time when we need to have a rest from the communication and always being involved with the people around us.
多分皆さん理解できないかもしれへんけども、僕とミコは24時間皆さんのことを考えてるんです。
You know, and it's hard for you to probably understand exactly how much, but we really are thinking about all of you guys 24/7.
皆さんが自分のことと自分の家族のことを考えてるときに、私たちは皆さん全員のことを考え、そのことについて喋って祈ってます。
You know, and when we're in our homes, while you guys are probably having dinner and talking about your day, we're still thinking about all of you at church and we are just praying about you guys.
そんなときに、ふみ先生、それもうちょっとやめてタイムオフしてねって、一日温泉券って日帰り温泉券っていうのをくれた嬉しいね静かになれてって私たちは思ったことがありました。
And so for someone to take the time to say listen you guys need a break from always taking care of us this is for you guys to go off and just to have some time together alone just to have some rest from what you do I really felt the thing
それはその人たちが僕のこと知ってくれてるんだ巫女のこと知ってくれてるんだっていうふうな感動もあったし
You know I really was so just overwhelmed by the they understood me they really get me they understand what myself and Miko are trying to do
そして感謝を示してくれてるんだ嬉しいとまた頑張ろうという気持ちになるんです。
And when I was like, wow, they really are being so thankful, and wow, that really makes me want to try harder.
皆さんもこんな風に感謝されたいっていう特殊な方法っていうのは皆さんそれぞれあると思います。
And it may be different for everybody, like how they would really feel like someone appreciated them.
また僕にこういう風にしてくれた時に、僕は嬉しかったなという経験、それはね僕よりも上司の人たちがふみあなたのやってることは大事です。I believe in you と言ってくれた時。
And you know, there's another time I'd like to give another example in my own life. There's other pastors, people that I look up to, and they really showed me that they valued my time. They really valued my potential, and they said that they valued me.
そしてあなたが今まで良い仕事をしてあなたのポテンシャルを信じてるから私たちはさらにあなたに投資します。飛行機乗って勉強しにいらっしゃって言って飛行機代出してもらった時。
And they were so invested in me. They really believed in my future. To show their gratitude, they actually sent me the airplane tickets to go.
それは僕にとって電車代ちゃう飛行機代以上のものでした。
And you know, it was a lot more than the value of the ticket for the airplane that I received from them.
僕は感謝されるとその人たちともちろん関係を作りたいと思うようになりました。
You know, of course, like I felt just such thanksgiving and I really wanted to know these people better, the ones that were investing in me.
僕のこと考えてくれたんやなって。
Wow, they were really, really thinking about me.
言うたら彼らにしてみたらもうすごい下っ端の僕に感謝してくれてるんや嬉しいって。
For people that are so far above me, they're like take the time out for me. I'm so far below it, what they're doing, and to just really, I can feel the thanks from them.
皆さん、感謝する人になりましょう。
You know, let us be people that give thanks.
感謝すると、私たちの脳みその中に、ケミカルな物質が分泌されます。化学物質が分泌されます。
You know, there is something in the, in your brains, the synapses and everything, the scientific terminology, I don't know, talk to maybe Issei, but you know, there's something really chemical going on there that is going toHave a good process. It's going to be making you feel better.
そう、それはね、自分が感謝している相手の人と関係を作りたいという気持ちにさせる、化学物質です。
And it's going to really help you to have a more positive attitude towards the people that you're actually giving thanks to.
また関係が近くなればもっと感謝するときにふさわしい形で感謝できるようになります。
And as you are giving thanks to someone, the more you do so, the relationship is deepened, and you'll have a better idea of how better to serve each other and
ことばっかりやね。
So many good things will come from it.
ゴールドなのです。
It is like gold.
じゃあ皆さんの人生の中で感謝されずに埋もれてる人いますか？掘り出しましょう。
If there's anybody in your lives that you really haven't given thanks properly to, it's a good time to try to dig it up because that is treasure that you're waiting to take.
多分皆さんの人生でまず神様が感謝されずに埋もれていると思います。
And first of all, something that we always forget is to give thanks properly to God.
神様が皆さんに何してくれたか知ってますか？
What has God done for you?
神様が僕に何してくれたか知ってますか?
Do you know what God has done to me?
僕の大バカ野郎さんに関わらず僕を愛してくれたんです。今日無条件の愛という歌を歌いました。私が神様を愛する前に神は僕のことを愛してくれたのです。
Even though I was so foolish in all the things that I started in my life, God has always been so blessing my life and taking care of me and lifting me up, and I need to always remember what He has done in my life.
そして僕との愛の関係環境を回復することを求められたと聖書ではっきり書いてあります。
And it says very clearly how God was trying desperately to repair the loving relationship with, between myself and God.
そして実際にその正しい関係を生み出すために神様ご自身が人となってこの地上に降りてきたと言ってね。
In order to repair that, to make a bridge that allowed me to fix my loving relationship with God, He actually sent His Son down onto this earth.
そして永遠の命を私たちが持つために私たちの身代わりとして十字架にかかり殺されました。
And in order for us to be able to receive eternal life, His Son had to be a sacrifice on the cross to conquer death.
残念ながら墓に入れられてんけれども、3日目によみがえられました。
It was a terrible tragedy that He died, but He had the power to overcome death, and He was raised again in resurrection 3 days later.
天に帰られて聖霊を送られて。
And He went up into heaven again, and He sent down the Holy Spirit.
イエス様は約束されたように教会を建てられて。
And through that, the church was built.
一人また一人と魂を救いに導き、神の国を建て上げておられるのです。
God continued to work in people's hearts to change them from the inside out, and the church continued to grow.
そして僕が今までクリスチャンになった後でもこの大バカ野郎の残りカスを何毎日食べて生きてるんやけれども。それでも滅びなかったのは神様が僕を憐れんでくれてるからです。
And even after I received Jesus into my life, I still continued to make mistakes and continued to do things that were so foolish, but God never gave up on me and He never had me perish.
同じように神様はあなたのことも今日愛し、導き、受け入れ、励ましてくださってます。
And God continues to be an encouragement and a leader and leading me in my path and everything I do.
じゃあその神様に、神様が受けるにふさわしい感謝を私たちは十分にいろんな方法で神様が喜ぶ方法で表しているでしょうか。
And so are we, as we have received so much from the Lord, are we thanking God in a proper way?
それから LINE でスタンプ1個 Thank you ってやってるだけ。
Or are we just doing like the one line stamp to God? Thanks a lot, God.
でも神様だけではなくて、あなたの人生の中で当たり前に思っていることを生み出すために努力して時間とお金をかけてくれた人がいるんです。
And how about the people around us that, you know, they're taking time out of their busy schedule to really do something to help our lives be more enriched.
あなたの家族の中にいるんです。
There's people in your family that
are doing that. この教会にいるんです。
There's people at church here that
are doing that. あなたの会社にいるんです。
There's people at your workplace.
あなたの PTA のママたちの集まりの中にいるんです。
There's people in the PTA that are taking care of your children.
そしてあなたの住んでる地域にいるのです。
There's people in your community that are doing things for you.
うん。多くの場合は、Thank you very much とかありがとうねっていうメールだけを彼らはゲットするんです。
You know, and it's so often that those people they get, you know, the どうもありがとうございます、うん、email, but、
うん、でよくて目見てありがとうねって言うてもらえるだけやねんな。
You know, and if you're really going for the extra bonus, you know, you may actually hold their hand and look in their eyes as you say thank you.
そして感謝された気持ちにならずに土に埋もれてるのです。
But unfortunately, it's so often that really the true feeling of thanks is not received, and they are just getting buried in their daily lives.
そしてゴールドである彼らを土に埋めたのは誰？
And so who ended up burying them into the ground? These people are gold, but somehow they got overlooked and they are getting dirt piled up on top of them. Who is it?
誰が埋めたのですか？私たちが埋めたのです。
And it's us. We are the ones that are burying them.
じゃあ私たちは感謝を通して掘り起こすことができるということを今思い出しましょう。
And so in our thanks to them, we can dig them up from the ground and raise them up again.
Okay, 今日本題に入る。じゃあどうやってで感謝すればいいの？その人たちを見つけた
の。Okay. Alright, So, what you were saying thanks. Okay, so give us a little bit of detail. How can we give thanks?
Okay, 聖書の中で神様との豊かな関係を築いた人たちが5人、10人、15人、20人と出てきますけど。
You know, in the Bible, there's so many people that have lived in a blessed life and that God has richly fulfilled their lives.
僕はこういうふうに推測しました。もしその人が神様との麗しい関係を作れてるんだったら、必ずその人は神に感謝するという習慣 慣が裏にあったに違いないという推測を立てました。
For the people in the Bible that really lived lives that were fulfilled by God, that were really led by God, blessed by God, there is definitely something that they were doing that was reflecting thanks to God.
調べてみた。ほぼ 100% の割合で彼らは感謝を知っている人たちでした。
Of course, and most of, oh, everybody, 100% of them, they were all really good at giving thanks back to the Lord.
その中でもダビデという人は神に感謝する、そして周りの人に感謝するということがどういうことなのかよく分かってた人でした。
And so King David, he was one a great example about not only giving thanks to God, but to the people around him.
ダビデが書いた歌とか詩とか彼の人生のストーリーが聖書にたくさん書いてますけれども。
You know, David, he wrote the Psalms. He has songs about the Lord saying thanks. He has everything in the Bible is very, very richly written by him.
その中から私たちは感謝の達人、マスター39er になるための5つの秘密を今日ババッと学びたいと思います。
And so he is a master class thanker. He's a 39er. He's the quarterback of the team.
ダビデという人は感謝する大切さをたくさん自分の歌に入れました。
And he gave thanks in so many ways, but through the Psalms and the songs that he wrote, he gave thanks so many times.
詩編というダビデが書いた歌の歌集には感謝という言葉がたくさん使われています。
You know, in the Psalms, how many times thanks comes up?
でもそれを注意深く見ていくと2つのパターンが見えてくるね。
But if you actually go through the Psalms and start to look at thanks every time it comes up again, there's two, you know, kind of patterns the way that it comes out.
それが今日の最初の2つのポイントなんだけど。
Okay, I'd like to give these up as a couple of first points.
Okay.ね、まず詩編の9章の1編見てみましょう。
Let's look at Psalms, chapter 9,
これちょっと例やねんけども、私は心を尽くして主に感謝します。あなたのくすしい技を余すところなく語り継げます。
Okay, we're going to give up a lot of examples from the Psalms here. Psalms 9:1, I will praise, give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders.
Okay, 今度は詩編の26章を見てみましょう。
Okay, and then we're going to just jump to the next example in Psalm 26, verse 6 and 7.
さっきは詩編の9章だったけど、今度は詩編の26章ね。私は手を洗って清くし、あなたの祭壇の周りを歩き回ります。礼拝しますということでしょうね。そして感謝の声を聞こえさせ、あなたのくすし、出てきた。またくすしい御業を余すどころなく語り継ぎます。
Okay, it's similar, but that other verse was in verse, chapter 9. Now we're in verse, chapter 26.I wash my hands in innocence and go out about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise or thanksgiving and telling of all your wonderful deeds.
Okay, 今度は詩編79見てみましょう。
Okay, we're going to jump to the next one in Psalm 79.
また同じパターンが出てきた。
Here's the same pattern.
あなたの民、あなたの牧場の羊である私たちは、とこしえまでも神様あなたに感謝し、余裕限りなくあなたの誉れを語り継げるでしょう。
In Psalm 79, verse 13, it says, Then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will praise you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise.
パターンが見えたね、ここで。
All right. Have you been able to feel the pattern on this?
感謝の達人、もうマスター39er のダビデの頭の中には、感謝するとは、神に感謝するとは、神様のことを語り継ぐことだという理解があったんです。
Okay, so we can learn from the great thanksgiving from David. He is always using the publicly honoring the Lord through his psalms.
だから私たちは神様であっても周りの人であったとしても感謝をしたいと思うときに、まず一つの良い方法はその人たちの素晴らしさを他の人に語るということです。
Okay, so it's not only that we're giving thanks when we give thanks to the Lord, but for other people to publicly honor them, to put words to tell people.Other people about how wonderful they are.
神に感謝することがあるなら、そして感謝をしたいことを見つけたら、その人にありがとうっていうメール、神様にありがとうって祈りの中で言うだけじゃなくて、神様がしてくださったことを他の人にちょっと聞いてくれるって言って語ることが一つの感謝の方法だということです。
Okay, so a way to thanks.For example, to God is not to just say thanks God and that be the end of it, but to tell other people what God did for you, and that is another act of thanksgiving towards the Lord.
もしくはあなたが感謝すべきお友達や家族を見つけたら、その人があなたにどんな素晴らしいことをしてくれて、あなたがどれほど感謝しているかを他の人に言うというのは素晴らしい感謝の方法なんです。
And it can be the same for friends and family around you, people that have done wonderful things for you. Go and tell your other friends. Say, my family has been doing this for me. I'm just so thankful for them. And by the indirect thanks to, you're telling to other people, you are blessing them more and giving more thanksgiving. This is something that is not difficult.
And
anybody like to gossip?
みんなこれやるやんか。
You know, gossip. This happens everywhere. Everybody does.
この間あの僕の先生のラルフ先生がここに来てくれましたけれども、彼は昔こういうふうに言ったんです。
Pastor Ralph, he came last week, and he told me this a long time ago.
あのね、伝道するとか神のことを伝えるっていうふうにあんまり固く考えないんでいいんです。
You know, to share the gospel, to talk about God to other people, you don't have to think about it so deeply.
神様の噂話をしなさいって言ったんです。
Please gossip about God.
神様が私の家族にどんなことをしてくれたか、ちょっと聞いてくれるっていうふうに、ちょろっと友達に言うだけで、それができると言うんです。
You know, it's just like...You know, God is, oh my goodness, he's been so, can I just tell you how much God has been doing in my family recently? Like, oh, he's amazing.
だからそのポジティブな噂話を僕は E メールでしたり、お友達とちょろちょろっと話したり、皆さんの横に座ってしたことあると思います。
And there's all different avenues you can do through emails or other, you know, ways to tell your friends and just kind of be like, hey, you know, this is what's been going on and just giving great gossip.
その人の誉れを公に語ることは感謝の一つの方法です。
And so giving, public honor to people is a great way to show true thanksgiving.
そしてそれをするときに私たちは自分が何をしてもらったか、その人にバリューしてもらった価値ある存在としてもらったということを思い出して、もちろん自尊心は上がるでしょう。
And you know, as we are telling people about what other people have done for us, and not only is it building them up, but it's also it's reminding us what the kindness of other people, and it's going to build ourselves up.
そしてそれも感謝のアウトカムです。感謝の良い結果ですね。
And that is another great outcome from giving thanks.
でもダビデの詩篇にはもう一つパターンがあります。
Okay, but there's another pattern back in the Psalms.
Okay, 次二つの詩篇で、まず56篇にこういうふうに書いてあります。
Okay, we're looking at Psalms 56.
神よ、あなたへの誓いは私の上にあります。私は感謝の生贄をあなたに捧げます。
In Psalms 56 verse 12, I am under vows to you, O God. I will present my thank offerings to you.
ここで感謝の気持ちって書いてないの分かる？
The feeling. What is the feeling we're getting for the thanks here?
サンクスフィーリングと書いてないね。
No, it's not thanks feeling.
サンクスはオファリングや書いてね。
Thanks offering. There's actually some giving going on here.
でちょっと待ってよ。116編見てみましょう。
Okay, let's gonna go up to Psalm 116.
また出てきたか。私はあなたに感謝の生贄を捧げます。主の宮を呼び求めるんです。感謝は生贄ですって言ったんです。
I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. Psalm 116:17.
この感謝というのはフィーリングじゃなくて、感謝はギビングですという考え方をダビデは持ってたんです。
Yeah, so it's not feeling thanks, it's giving thanks.
感謝の方法二つ目は豊かにお返しをするという方法です。
And that's to richly give back to those who have done.
それは神に対しても、そして自分に対して良いことをしてくれたお友達や家族に対してもです。
And that's of course responding to God in that way, as well as to the family and friends around you, people that have done things for you.
21世紀の日本に住む私たちにとって感謝っていうのは気持ちのことやね。
You know, so many people in the 21st century, you know, thanks. It's just all about a feeling, right?
気持ちがこもってる感謝じゃないと嫌とか言うやんか。
You know, oh, you know, it's got to be from the heart. You got to say thanks from the heart, or it doesn't mean anything.
でも実際気持ちがこもってるかこもってないかっていうのはどこで判断するんですか？
But where do you actually decide when people actually have put their true feelings in their thanks?
それはその人が豊かに感謝を与えてるかどうかなんです。
And that's whether or not they are actually giving something richly to really feel.Something is being received in that thanks.
感謝をするという行動において、人間関係に投資するということなんですね。
Okay, and that's an investment to give something back sacrificially. It's going to cost you something in order to make them feel that you really mean it.
Feel thanks with a grateful heart.
No.
感じましょう感謝の心っていう歌ないやろ。
That's not the song, right? So give thanks is feel thanks, you know, feel thanks in your heart and everybody's happy times. No.
感謝は与えるものなのです。
It's all about giving.
そこには必ずサクリファイス、犠牲 性を伴うべきだという考え方がダビデの頭の中にはありました。
And for David, he understood, the idea of sacrificing something to be a sacrifice in order to, show true thanksgiving.
だから彼はずっとこういうふうに考えとって、詩百十六篇の十二節見てみましょう。
Okay, we're going to go ahead back into the Psalms and look at another, back in 116:12 again.
うん、主がことごとく私にしてくださったことにで私はどんなふうにお返しできるやろうか。これが彼の思考やったわけです。
And this is his true, feeling here. He's like, how can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me?、
うん、どうやったら自分が犠牲、その何かの犠牲を払って神様にお返しできるやろうか。
What can I do? How can I possibly express to God to make him understand how thankful I am?
いや、それはどんだけお返ししてもお返し十分じゃないのよ。それはよう分かってんねんけど。
You know, there's nothing we can do, obviously, to repay God.
でも神様に祈りの時間の中で LINE のスマホ出して LINE でありがとう、Thank you, P って、それだけやったらあかんと思うねんということですか。
You know, but it's not like, okay, just during your prayer time or whatever, it's just not like the simple hit the button, send the thank you sticker. That's not what we're talking about.
あなたは多分お友達や神様にありがとうということを言葉で述べるでしょう、言うでしょう。
Oh, I'm sure you do say thank you to your friends.
でももしそれが簡単だからという理由であるならば、
But if you're doing it just because that's the simplest solution,
もしかしたらそれは感謝じゃないかもしれません。
You may not actually being, you may be missing the point of trying to be thankful.
感謝とはサクリファイスなのです。感謝とは生贄なのです。犠牲なのです。
To truly give thanks is to something has to be sacrificed, something more than just a word.
ここにいる美しい奥さん、ミコさんは、この点ではすごく優れていると思います。
My beautiful wife, Miko, she is really good at this.
で、僕もミコも多くの人に支えられながら生きてきました。
And she has been, supported as she's grown up, throughout her life.
で、もし僕らが本当に僕らたちを助け導いてくれた人に、精一杯の犠牲を払って感謝するならば、多分もう自己破産してしまうと思うんやけど。
You know, and if she really, was able to express her feelings of thanks to the people around her, we may be bankrupt as a family.
で、でもミコはいつも私たちにできるマックスの感謝はどういうことかということを考えています。
But she always is trying to thinkOf the, you know, the limit, the absolute limit is to how, far that we can go as a family to show our thanks for people.
そして僕らがその感謝の印として誰かにお金や時間やサービスを提供するときに、僕らはまあこんな、僕なんかはまあこんなもんでええんちゃうとミコに提案します。
You know, and so when there's a need for, you know, just showing our thanks to someone, you know, I maybe have a plan for trying to do something for a service or to give something or monetary value or something, and I'm like, okay, Miko, what do you think? This is what I'm thinking to, you know, give them. Is it cool?
だけども彼女はいつもこういうふうに言うんです。いやいや、ふみ、あの人たちは大きな犠牲を払って私たちいろんなことをしてくれたんだから、ここでケチったらあかんやろって。
And so, you know, Miko, she'd always come back to me with like, you know, Fumi, you're really going to remember how much they've done for us. We can't be, you know, stingy with them.
だから、もしケチったらそれは感謝じゃないよ。
You know, if we are holding back or if we are not giving 100% of our hearts to them, it's not really thanks.
私たちができる精一杯やりましょうって。
We need to do our very best.
それは私たちにと、世界の基準では小さいかもしれないけど、私たちにとってのベストを出しましょう。
You know, and compared to other people, they may be able to do, express it in a more, you know, extravagant way, but for us, this is the best that we can do.
そして実際に僕はまあこんなもんでええかからミコの言うように本当に自分のできるベストを出して感謝したときに私たちはその人と関係を作って結局祝福されたのはまた僕らやったという、ことになりました。
And so when we don't go my plan, and we go with the way that she decides, would be the best way that we can give them thanksgiving, then it starts to bring a better and healthier relationship between us and we end up being blessed through it so much more.
感謝する人が見つかって感謝をしようと思うならば、しないといけない質問はこれです。私の感謝は how much っていくらですかって。
So when we are trying to give thanks to somebody and we really want them to understand, we have to say what is the price that I can give? What is the value that I can put on the thanks that I'm trying to show to these people?
もしそれがディスカウントプライスなんやったら。
If you're trying to shop at Costco for your thanks.
感謝の 感謝イコール生贄であることを覚え出してください。
Please remember that thanks is to really to be a sacrificial giving.
はっきり言ってそれは最も賢い投資になりますから。
Yeah, and it will become the most important investment to you.
より良い関係をあなたは借り取ることになります。
And that's going to be not like it's your original intention, but it will bring back better, healthier relationship.
神との関係が豊かになります。
Your relationship with God will become
better. まだ人との関係が豊かになります。
The people that you're around, that they're close to you.
感謝を感じないでください。
You know, we need to don't just feel thanks.
感謝は与えるものなのです。
We need to give.
Okay, 感謝の方法3つ目。
Okay, going to the point three.
感謝をもししようと思ったら、その人が感謝しようかと思ってる相手の人が大事にしてるものとか人を大事にするのです。
Okay, the master plan for really showing thanks is whatever the person that you're wanting to show thanks to values, you want to value what they value.
ダビデという人には自分に本当によくしてくれたヨナタン、ジョナタンという友達がいました。
Okay, King David, he had a great friend, Jonathan.
でもすごく複雑な事情で彼と ダビデとヨナタンは友情を引き裂かれてしまったんです。
You know, but it was a very complicated relationship, something like Beverly Hills 90210, and it just could never be the friendship that they wanted to be.
だけれども、それでも彼らはお互いに支え合おう、特にヨナタンはダビデを支えようとしたんです。
But it didn't matter that David, he had committed himself to being thankful to Jonathan throughout all the hardships.
ヨナタンはダビデに本当に力を尽くしました。
And JonathanAnd did everything he could to be a good friend to David.
ダビデがおじさんになって王様になっていくプロセスの中で、きっとヨナタンのことを何度も思い出したと思います。
You know, and as David became king of the country, taking it from Jonathan's father, I'm sure he continued to think about Jonathan throughout the time.
俺あの人がおらんかったら死んでたと思う。
If it wasn't for Jonathan, there's no way I would be here. I'd be dead.
今僕がここにいるのはあの人のおかげや。
Jonathan is the reason I could still be standing here today.
でも感謝したい時にも。友であるヨナタンはもう死んでる。
But you know, how can I show my thanks to Jonathan? He's already dead.
だから考えたんです。
Okay.
僕今イスラエルの王様になった。
I'm the king of Israel here.
ヨナタンに感謝したい。
I want to show my thanks to Jonathan for what he did for my life.
彼の家族で社会福祉が必要やねんけれどもゲットできてない人、俺やろかって。
Well, all right. So, what can I do for Jonathan? He's gone, but his family is still here. Is there anything I can do? Is there social welfare? I'm the king. I can try to take care of his, you know, his the next generation of his family.
誰かジョナタンの家族で僕の助けが今必要な人おるやろか。
Is there anybody in Jonathan's family that I can show thanks to because they would be valuable to Jonathan?
そして親衛隊でガードとか家来を呼んできてこういうふうに命令したんです。
Servants, he's like giving this order.
第二サムエル記9章の一節。
Okay, looking in Samuel, the second book of Samuel.
ダビデが言った。サウルの家のものでまだ生き残っている者はいないか。私は友ヨナタンのためにその生き残っている助けが必要な人に恵みを施したんやって。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1, just at that point, David asked, "Is there anyone else, anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?"
聖書の中で最も美しいストーリーがこの章に書いてあります。
And it's a beautiful story, so beautiful this story here.
このヨナタンの息子で足が不自由な男の子がいたんです。
Okay, Jonathan had a son. His legs were injured as he was a baby.
ダビデはその若者を引き取って家族同様に育てたのです。
And he took in, Mephibosheth and he took care of him as his own son.
誰かに感謝を示したいならば、その人が大切にしているもの、特にその人が大切にしている人を大切にしてください。
If you want to really show true thanks to someone, you need to value the people around them that they value to show them how much you really care for them.
それは神様との関係でも同じです。
It's the same with God.
もしあなたが神に感謝したいならば、
If you want to be thankful to God,
神が大事にしている人を大事にしてください。
God is, you know, trying to be taking care of things. He has value for everyone around us. We need to show value, in an extreme way for God.
聖書にはこう書いてます。寂しい人、貧しい人。
For those that are poor and downtrodden.
旦那さんを亡くした人。
For those that have lost their husbands.
そして病気で苦しんでいる人。
For those that are suffering with illness.
そういう人たちを大事にしてくださいと聖書は言ってるんです。
And it was said in the Bible, you know, please take care of those lost sheep.
もしそのあなたがそれをするならば、
And if we do this,
誰が喜ぶでしょうか。
Who's going to be thank? Who's going to be happy?
神様が喜ばれるのです。
God is going to be happy.
ありがとう、ありがとうを僕の大事な人に示してくれて、ありがとうって。
Thank you so much. I'm just going to do this for you, God, and he, God is going to be so happy that we are taking care of those that He asked.
だから一番感謝するとき考えてください。私が感謝したい神様が大事にしている人誰やろう。私が感謝したいあの人が大事にしている人誰やろう。
So when we are thinking about how can we show God our true thanks, who is it around me that really is lacking someone to thank them? Who is someone that really needs uplifting? And if we do that, we are in an indirect way giving thanks back to God.
もし皆さんがふみ先生に感謝したいから私はみこさんに何かをしますとか和樹君にこうしたいと思いますって言ってくれるんだったら、それは僕に対する直接的な感謝として僕はきっと受け取るでしょう。
You know, if someone wanted to say thank you to me, and in wanting to do so, they did something very kind to me or for my children, for the family, and indirectly, but it would really still directly be such a blessing, and I would understand their thanks to myself.
それは神様も同じです。
And God is the same way.
多分皆さんも同じでしょ。
Everyone is going to be the
same. この技はその人が大切にしている人を大切にする、大切にしているものを大切にするというのは、もう感謝の達人マスター39の技なんです。
Okay, so that is the master class for giving thanks, to do so not only for the person but for the people that value around them.For the things they value around themselves.
Okay, マスターの技、オビワンケノビレベル行くで。
Okay, we're getting、はい、to the Jedi course.
はい、そうやね。感謝の方法4。
Okay, point four.
それはもらったものを大切に使うということです。
And that would be to handle what you've received with great care.
うん、ありがとうって示したとしても、もらったものをあなたが大事にし、取り扱わないならば。
You know, so if you're going to get something from somebody and be like, "Oh, thanks a lot."
もしあなたがいやもらったんやからあとはどうしようと私の自由やんって言うんやったら、
you know, well, you could, "Oh, thanks. Hey, what could I do with this?"
あなたはたくさんの感謝されない人を周りに生み出すでしょ。
You know, but if you really value the things that you're given, then you're going to really have people around you that are really happy to give you things.
あなたがもらったものをどのように扱うかであなたが感謝できるのです。
You can show people that you really are thankful for the things that they've done for you by valuing those things that they have done for you.
ダビデはこのことをめっちゃよく分かってました。
David was really good at doing that.
ダビデが戦争の野営地のキャンプにいたんですけれども。
So David, he was in a camp.
うん。そして、自分と、自分のその将軍たち、部下たちが自分の周りにいたんやと思うんやけど。
And, you know, he's in war and he's got all these like men under him and they really, they're loyal to him.
その時に彼がポロッとつぶやいたんです。
And like, you know, they're outside the city and he's like,
うわ、実家の近くにあった、井戸の水いっぱい。
You know, he's like, remember that, you know, the vending machine just outside our house? It was like, the well, just out by our house there. That had the best water ever. I would kill for a drop of water from that well. So his mighty warriors underneath him, they hear that.
おい、どうするって。今そこの井戸のエリアってペリシテ軍が抑えてんねん。
Okay, so the Philistines, they may have taken over the city and that well is all surrounded. It's like under high security.
いやでも大将欲しい言うてはるで。
But general, he's looking for a drop of water.
でも俺ら行ったら死ぬかもしれない。
They got a machine gun nest there. They got all kinds of crazy, you know, barbed wire fences.
バババババ撃たれてはいさよならいうこともあるで。
You know, we could die in the process just to get him some water.
いや、せっかく大将飲みたい言うてるから行こうや。
He said he wants a drink of water.
そしてその3人がペリシテ人の陣地に突っ込んでいって。
So the special forces of David's men, he'd like take three guys and they go in there and they sneak in.
小さい水筒に水をいっぱい入れるだけのために命をかけたんです。
They risked their lives to get just a little bit of water for their general.
で、そしてそのスーサイドミッションというかその自殺行為のようなミッションはたまたまうまいこと言って。
And by chance they survived and they made it back with some water.
大将持って帰ってきました持って帰ってきましたベツレヘムの水です
We got your water. This is still water from Bethlehem, just like you asked. General, are you happy?
最高のストーリーを読んでみましょう。
So let's just go ahead and read it from the Bible.
歴代史の第一歴代史の11章。ダビデはしきりに望んでいた。誰か俺の実家のあるベツレヘムの門のところにある井戸の水を飲ませてくれたらな。するとこの三人はペリシテの陣営を突き抜けてベツレヘムの門にある井戸から水を汲み、それを携えてダビデのところに持ってきた。ダビデはどうしたんですか？ありがとう、サンキュー、ごくごくごく飲んだん？ちゃうえ。ダビデはそれを飲もうとはせず、それを地に注いで主に捧げていった。こんなん飲まれへんわ。そんなことをするなど我が神の前に絶対にできません。これらの命を懸けた人の血が私に飲めるでしょうか。彼らは命を懸けてこれを運んできたのですから、彼はそれを決して一口も飲もうとはしなかった。
All right. In 1 Chronicles 11 verses 17 and 19, David longed for water and said, "Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem." So the three mighty men, they broke through the Philistine lines, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem, and carried it back to David. But he drank it all down. Oh, thanks a lot. This was great, guys. Yeah. No. He refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord. "God forbid that I should do this," he said. "Should I drink the blood of these men who went at risk of their lives?" Because they risked their lives to bring it back, David would not drink it. You actually went to Bethlehem
and got the blood.
You guys risked your life for this little pet bottle of water for me?
その水筒の重さをダビデは感じたと思います。
The weight of what they had done, he really, really was feeling it.
そして彼はこう言ったんです。俺これ飲めんわ。
I can't drink this water. This is too valuable.
そして地面にそれをこぼして。
And so he poured it out as a sacrifice.
これは神に捧げます。
This is for God.
俺こんな用のまん。
There's no way I
can drink this. 俺神様ちゃうもんって。
I'm not God.
これは神様に捧げます。
Giving this back to God.
その時に、大将何すんねん、俺らせっかく組んできたのにって彼らも言わんかった。
General, what are you doing? We just got that. They probably didn't do that.
大将は俺ら三人に最高の感謝を示してくれたんやと彼は感じたんです。
They would have been like, General, just yeah.
つまりあんだけ飲みたい水よりも俺らの命のことが大事だと言ってくれたんや。
Which was in translation, they were trying to say, General, you value our lives a lot more than this water.
ダビデは信じていました。自分の部下っていうのは神によって預けられたもらったものなんやって。
David really understood that these men were a gift from God.
そしてこいつら自分の兵隊も自分の命を僕にくれたんやって。
And that these guys were willing to sacrifice their very lives to get him a drink of water.
それはありがとう、うまかった、ポイって、それ要請って。
You know, for him to be just like, thanks, oh, this is good, I bet you want some, oh, thanks a lot, guys.
私は預かった人の命、魂、時間、お金を大切に扱います。
The things that we receive, that we would have, whether it be monetary value or anything, the services has been done for us, we need to value it deeply.
あなたは誰かからもらったもの、与えられたチャンス、託されたお金、どのように使っていますか？
How about the things that people have given you, whether it be their time, their service, whether it be something that they gave you, whether it be an opportunity?
感謝してるよ。ありがとう。Thank you. P ですか。
Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot. Hey, I got a new job. Thanks a lot.
ありがとう。Thank you. ごくごくごくぽいですか。
Hey, thanks for that nice water.
めっちゃ美味しいとか嬉しいとかそれだけ。
Yeah. Is it just all about, you know, just saying something? Is just sending the sticker?
与えられたものを大切に使ってください。
The things that you've been given to really, you know, show that it has value to.
この人が私にしてくれたサービス、この人が私にしてくれた投資、この人が私にかけてくれた言葉、それは当たり前じゃないって。
To receive something from someone else, it's not just a given. That's not what they were supposed to do. So I deserve that thanks.
教会が始まって3年目、そら何が有名やったかって、僕の説教のひどさは有名って。
You know, Crossroad Church, year 3. What was famous at Crossroad Church at year 3? My terrible preaching.
はい、そして、ヒデ君が あれね、そこの証人やけれども、大変やったね、それを聞いてるのはね。
ヒデ、if he's brave, he will say that, yeah, it's true, he will be my...
そして、教会全体の悩みの種でした。
You know, and so, but this was the beginning. This was the seed. This is the church just starting out.
そう、教会は20人ぐらいの人
やった。We had around 20 people at this time. It was a plan, church plan.
私たちの教会の経済も大きくなかった。
You know, there was not a lot of excess funding happening at our church at that
point. だから3年目になった時に、もうこれは限界やから、フミ先生をカリフォルニアのリック・ウォレン先生のところの聖書の説教の作り方講座に送ろういうことになって。
But it got to the point where, all right, it's been 3 years. He's not getting any better. Seriously, guys, let's take what little money we have left. Let's send FumiTo California to a how to preach seminar.
そして飛行機代、ホテル代、レンタカー代、レッスン代、全部出してくれたんです。
You know, and of course that was from the airfare to the rent a car to the hotel. Everything they
教会にとってはその20人の教会にとっては強烈な負担でした。
That was a humongous, you know, burden on these 20 people in the church.
だから僕はそれとても感謝だったんです。
And so I was overwhelmed with thanksgiving for what they did for me.
だから僕には2つの選択肢ありました。
So I had two choices what I could do.
やった、南カリフォルニアに行けるかな。
What? Southern California?
だからサーフィンして、
yeah,
可愛い女の子見て、
oh, yeah, let's check out the girls.
そしてなんか美味しいタコス食べて、
I want to go to Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah,
no. No, you could have.
ありがとうみんなロスに送ってくれて。
Thanks for the chance to go to Los Angeles. Woo!
そうじゃなくて僕はそこに行って朝から晩までホテルの中で徹底的に勉強して。
Or I could go on the money that they gave me and just spend every waking moment just studying the Word of God, studying the things I was learning.
だからプレッシャーでこんだけ出してねえから上手くなって帰ってけへんかったら、それはもうめちゃ怒られるやん。
They're paying this much money to send me to become a better pastor. If I don't come back with some results, I'm in big trouble.
でもあの1週間が僕の説教者としての土台を作りました。
But I really believe that that was the foundation that my ability to preach was built upon.
もちろん僕は彼らに送ってくれてありがとうと言うけど。
You know, of course I did say, you know, thank you so much for sending me there.
僕ができる最高のありがとうは、その機会を与えてくれた人に対して一生懸命勉強する大切にその時間とチャンスを扱うということによって僕は感謝を示したんです。
But the best thing I could do to show you the real thanksgiving for the value of what they had done for me is to go and to do my very best 110% to make the use of the time and the money they had spent to become a better pastor.
僕が人生の中でやった正しい決断2つのうちの1つです。
You know, and that was one of the good choices that I made in my life.
うん、本当に。はい、もう1つは美子さんと結婚したことです。
And now the other one was that I married Miko. Oh, you're doing good today.
はい、ありがとうございます。はい、皆さんは自分のために用意されて与えられた大切なものを使っていますか？
Are you using the things that you've been receiving? Are you using them, and are you giving them value?
誰かがあなたのためにパーティーを用意してくれたり招いてくれた時に、
if somebody has prepared a party for you, they ask you to come to your own party.
何月何日にパーティーしたいと思います。あなたと誰々さんのためにパーティーしたいと思いますから、ぜひお家に来てねっていうふうなメールを受け取った時に、
hey, if you get an email like, hey, we want to have a party, we just want to say thank you for all the things you've done for us, you know, and if you can come at this date and this time, we just want to say thank you to you.
ああ、どうしようかな。まあ後で考えよう。
Well, what should I do? I don't know. I'll just answer them back later.
そして大体の場合は返信するの忘れるよね。
Oops, I forgot to email them back.
皆さんは誰かに教えられたことをどうやって保存してますか？
Or something that somebody's taught you, you know, important lessons that you've learned, how do you keep them?
聞いて覚えるか、大丈夫、聞いて覚えるか。
No problem, no. I didn't write it down. It's in here. It's right in here.
それも家に帰って、ワードファイルに落として、プリントアウトして、ラミネートして、トイレの壁に貼りますか？
Or do you go home, you print it out, you type it into your Word file, you print it out, you laminate it, and you put it in your bathroom, and you look at it every time you go to
bed. あなたはもらったチャンス、もらったお金、与えられた機会をどのように扱っていますか？
The money that you received, the opportunity to go somewhere, do something thanks to somebody else.
会社でどうですか？
How was the thanks that you were showing from that?
あなたはそれをどうでもええとは多分思ってないと思うで。
I'm sure you weren't like, you know, oh, yeah, whatever.
でも、あなたがそれを大切に扱わないならば。
But if you don't value and if you don't continue to value what you have gotten.
あなたは感謝をすることを忘れているということです。大切に扱いましょう。
Let's value those things.
あなたは神様からもたくさんいただいています。
We have received so much from the Lord.
あなたは体はどうですか？
How is your body?
あなたの家族はどうですか?
How is your family?
時間や能力は?
How is your ability to control, you know, take care of your time?
お金はどうですか?
How is the money, finances in your situation?
あなたがたまたまラッキーなことに与えられた神の言葉はどうですか?
How is it that you just happen to have the word of God available to you at any time?
プリントされてなおかつスマホにも入れても全然かめへん国なんて世の中にそんなたくさんないねんで。
You know, that we have the ability to just have a printed Bible, on the shelf at our homes, to have the digital version in our phone at any time, that's a luxury.
大切にそれを考えてください。感謝を示すためにどうぞ読んでください。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us and that we have the ability. It's sitting right there. Please help us to make the time to read your
okay,
word.
感謝の方法、マスター、ジェダイレベル、ヨーダレベルの、
going to Yoda.
ヨーダレベルのやつ、
wow,
感謝の方法
5. We've gone over Obi-Wan.、
はい、
We're going to Yoda level now.、
はい、
oh my God.
その人がやっていることを手伝うということです。
All right, and that is to join in others'Projects.
多分これは僕は最高の感謝の表し方だと思います。
And I really believe this is the highest level of thanksgiving that we can show to someone.
誰かがあなたのために何かをやってくれたんだ。
Someone did something for us.
それはその人にとってあなたが大事な人だからです。
You know, and for us, that person, they really value us.
そしてあなたは今度感謝を示すポジションに入りました。
And it's our turn to just show them that we value them as well.
最高の方法はその人がやってるプロジェクトに自分も参加することです。
The best thing we can do for that person is if they have something going on that could use a little.Bit of help that we are joining in and giving them a hand.
あなたがその人から良いものをもらったなら、
if we received anything good from them,
多分 80% の確率でその人は他の人にもそれをやってるはずです。
There's an 80% chance that they're probably doing the same thing for other people around us.
それを手伝ってください。
And that we would go and give them something back to give our time to them.
もし神、あなたが神に感謝するならば、
If we're going to give thanks back to God,
神が今しておられることに参加してください。
We need to give God back our time and help him in his plans.
神様、あなたがしてくださったことを感謝します。
God, thank you for the grace that you have bestowed upon my life.
あなたが先月にしてくれたことを感謝します。
Thank you, God, for what you did in my life last month.
あなたがこの3年間僕にしてくれたことありがとうって。
God, thank you for leading me for this past 3 years into what I am now.
その次の質問は、How can I help you? 私にお手伝いできることありますか?
So what is it that I can do?To help you, God, you've done so much for me to prepare me for something. What is it that you want me to do now? I'm ready to help you.
How can I help you?
What can I do for you, Lord?
どうしてあなたに手伝うことができますか?
Lord, just show me your will.
ダビデという人は神様に人生を導かれた、助けられたという思いがありました。
David the beloved, he had a life that was definitely led by the Lord.
だからいつも感謝を表すならば、神様がやってることを僕も手伝いたいと絶対思ってたはず。
And he definitely had a heart for God.Whatever it is that you're trying to do here, I want to be a part of that.
神がやっておられたことというのは彼の時代でも今の時代でも同じです。
You know, and it hasn't changed. The times have changed, but nothing has changed in our ability to continue to serve the Lord.
それは人と神様との関係を回復するという贖いの作業です。
And that is that we continue to repair and to help others repair their relationships with the Lord.
ダビデはそれをお手伝いしたいと思って。
David, he wanted to help.
だからずっと考えてて。
And so he always was thinking.
どのようにしたら神様のそのプロジェクト僕参加できる。
How can I help God in His project?
どうしたらその神様がそれのお仕事をしはるのを手伝えるんやろ。
How can I help God in the work that He's trying to do on this plan?
いや僕多分役立たずだと思うけど、でも僕にできることもあるはず。
All right, so I know I'm just one man and there's so little that I can probably do, but I'm going to do whatever it is that I can.
神様僕にできることを教えてください。
God, teach me what can I do.
ずっと考えてたもん。
I'm sure He thought about it a lot.
そして一つ思いを与えられました。
And there's one thing He thought of.
これどうやろ。
How about this?
人々が神を礼拝できる環境を作るってことだよ。
All right, so making an environment that where people could come and worship the Lord and be blessed and you know connect with God.
うん、その場所、神殿作るのどうやろ。
I'm gonna make a temple for God.
Okay, 第二サムエルの7章を見てみましょう。
Okay, we're gonna look in Second Samuel again.
ダビデ王が自分の家に住み、周囲が主が周囲のすべての敵から守ってダビデに安息を与えられた時。王は預言者ナタンに相談して言ったりとちょっと聞きたいことがあるけど私はこんな立派な王様の宮殿に住んでるのに神様の箱神様の臨在を表す箱はテントの下ってそれはあかんと思うねんするとナタンは王に言ったさあ王様あなたの心にあることを全部行ったらどうですか神様があなたと共におられますから
All right, so in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 1 to 3 After the king was settled in his palace and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am living in a palace of cedar, while the ark of God remains in a tent." Nathan replied to the king, "Whatever you have in mind, go ahead and do it, for the Lord is with you."
僕、神様のために神殿作ろうと思うね。
I want to do something for God. I want to make a temple for the Lord.
どの思う君って。
I want to make it. That's want to show my.
ナタン君、君どの思う？もし僕が神のための神殿作って神のための礼、神を礼拝する礼拝堂を作ったとしたら、役に立つと思うかな
？I'm pretty sure that if I made a temple where everyone could come and worship the Lord, that it would be useful for God.
結果的にダビデは神殿を作れませんでした。
To be honest, like God, he asked him, "No, you don't need to make me a temple. It's okay."
でも自分が破産する程度に次の時代の人々が神殿を作るために。
But David, although he did not build the temple himself, he used all of his funds to get supplies and collect everything together so his son Solomon could build.
彼の頭の中にはどうやったら神様をお手伝いできるよ、どうやって神様のプロジェクトにジョインできるよ、参加できるよ、それを考えてたんです。
David was always thinking, "What can I do for the Lord? What is it that God would be so happy if I could do something to help God's plan on this earth?"
どうぞそれを会社で、家庭で、教会で皆さんも同じように考えてください。
And in the same way, where you're at work, in your home,
それがマスター39ー感謝の達人なのです。
Okay, and that's how you can be like Yoda.
Yoda なのです。はい。この2回のメッセージで皆さん語られたことある？
So, at this point, this is the second time we're talking about thanks. Is there anything that's touched your heart so far?
僕めっちゃこのこと考えたんです。
I've really been thinking a lot about this.
誰にどのように感謝を示すべきかって。
Who can I say? How can I express thanks to the people around me?
神に感謝するってほんまにありがとうだけでええのか。
How can I show true thanksgiving to God?
それとも他に方法あんのか。
Is there something more than just words?
で、どうなんかな。で、僕この5つの、ポイントを実験ちょっと先走って1ヶ月してたんです。
And to be honest, like these points, I've already tried to put some of these into practice in my own life.
で、確かに人間関係の回復がありました。
And I have to say, God is working in my life, and there has been relationships repaired.
皆さんにちょっと先走り、自分で実験せなな、ここで勝手に言うてるだけだかんやんか。
You know, I don't want to be a pastor just talking from the pulpit and not doing it myself. I need to just be putting this into practice myself.
それだけでなく、感謝をする側になって初めて感謝をすることは、結局自分も祝福されるなってことを思い出したんです。
And you know, as I was trying to give thanks to other people, and as I started to receive something back, even
うわ、感謝ってすげえね、思ったんです。
And I just was really feeling the power of thanks.
だからこの2週間感謝についてのメッセージをしました。
And so this is why I was so inspired to really try to start this message in this.
ぜひ皆さん、オビワンケノービーのような感謝の達人になってください。ごめん、間違えた。ダビデのような感謝の達人になってください。
Okay, so everyone, please use the thanks.
そう、お前な。ダビデのような感謝の達人になってください。そしてヨーダレベルまでのマスターになっていってください。
Yes, and please, you need to continue to don't stop at Padawan. You want to get all the way up to full-on Jedi.
Okay, 詩編の50章にこういうふうに書いてあります。
And so it says back in the Psalms,
感謝の生贄を捧げる人は私を崇める人です。その道を正しくする人に私は神の救いを見せますと書いてます。
In Psalm 50, verse 23.He who sacrifices thanks offering honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
つまりこういうふうに神様おっしゃってるね。私に感謝を実行する人は私を礼拝しているのと同じですとおっしゃったんです。
So, he's saying here, like, the people who put thanksgiving and the thanks and they actually put into action in their lives.
それはただ単に感謝してるだけと違うんですよ。
And when they're doing it more than just saying the simple thank yous.
その人は道路を作ってる、ハイウェイを作ってる、高速道路を作ってる。
They are like paving the way to God.
そして その道路を通って私は私の救い、私の祝福をその人に送るつもりですと神様は約束されているんです。
And God says, if you'll prepare the path for me, I'm going to come in there and I'm going to come down and I'm going to bless them and I'm going to give them the salvation.
あなたの人生には憎むべき、恨むべきことが40個ぐらいあるでしょう。
You know, there's things in your life, the bad things. You could count them up. You got 40 bad things that are happening around you, maybe.
そして神様に感謝すべきことが1個か2個、そして周りの人に感謝すべきことが3個か4個ぐらいしかないかもしれません。
You maybe only have a handful of things that you really would want to be thankful for at this point.
だけれどもあなたは感謝ということを通して神様の救い、神様の祝福があなたの方にやってくる高速道路を作ることができるのですとこの聖書の箇所は教えてるんです。
But if you focus not on those bad things, but if you focus on the things that you have to be thankful for, it's going to continue to enlarge and increase, and there's going to be a highway that's going to be built. It's going to connect you so much closer to God.
だから立ち止まって掘りましょう。
So let's stop and let's dig for the gold.
感謝されてない神様、感謝されてない人々がザックザック出てくるはず。金のように出てくる。
So many people that have not been thanked that are going to come up through the woodwork.
1849年の 49ers たち、サンフランシスコに引っ越してきた人たちはシャベルを持って山に入り金を見つけて豊かになりました。
In the same way, in 1849, the people all went out to the west coast and they had their shovels and they went out and they started digging and finding gold.
私たちは感謝というシャベルを持って39ers になってそれを掘るべきなんです。
We're going to have our shovels of thanksgiving and we're going to get out there. We're going to start digging and giving thanks.
あなたとの神の関係はより麗しくなります。
And our relationship with God is going to be more enriched.
傷んだ関係が癒されます。
It's going to be healing relationships.
新しい麗しい人間関係ができていきます。
It's going to be starting new relationships with others.
それを始めましょう。
Let's do it.
そうすればあなたに必ずゴールドラッシュがやってくるはずです。
And if you do, it's going to be like the gold rush is hitting in your own life.
ゴールドラッシュを祈ってます。
Let's pray for the gold.
祈りましょう。父なる神様、私たちはあなたに感謝を知らず本当に大バカ野郎でしたけれども、
Dear Heavenly Father, we were walking through life without knowing you. We were foolish and we didn't know how much we had to be thankful for.
けれども今忙しい人生の中で立ち止まり、あなたが僕に私たち何をしてくださったか思い出します。
But now as we stand before you here and we understand how great the things are that you have done in our lives, we want to stop and say thank you.
私たちが大バカ野郎だったのに滅びなかったのはあなたの憐れみがあったからです。
That our life did not end in shambles, but you gave us another chance. It's all thanks to you.
そしてあなたがこれからも導いてくださり祝福してくださることを知ってます。
We just know that you're going to continue to bless our lives and continue to lead us.
ですから神様約束します。
We want to make a promise to
you. 私たちはあなたが命令されているから感謝の人になりたいと思います。
And as you have given us the order to give thanks, Lord, we want to be serving you in that way.
39ers 39の人になりたいと思います。
We want to be giving thanks in all the things.
Thank you people になりたいと思います。
We want to be thank you people.
Thank you church になります。
We want to be a church of thanksgiving.
そして私たちは金銀はいりませんから。
We don't need silver and gold.
だけど私たちはあなたとの麗しい関係というゴールドラッシュが必要です。
But the gold that you give is the relationship and the richness through the blessings that we receive through you.
私たちは金銀はいりませんから。
We don't need silver and gold.
あなたが私たちの人生に送ってくださった素晴らしい人との麗しい関係が必要です。
We need the wonderful relationships for the people that you've sent into our lives, the people that have been kind to us, the people that have given to us. We need to be thankful.
そのゴールドラッシュを今起こしてください。
Please, Lord, help us to dig.Them up.
サンフランシスコで1849年に起こしたように。
In the same way that the gold rush of 1849 happened in the West
Coast. 2017年にこの西の目でこの大阪で神戸でこの日本でその感謝のゴールドラッシュが起こりました。
It'll be a revival of the gold rush proportions here in 2017, right here in Kansai area.
ここの部屋の中にある全ての結婚の中でゴールドラッシュが起こりますよ。
Lord, let it be a gold rush in the relationships and the marriages of the couples in this place.
ここのにいる人たちが勤めるオフィスの中で工場の中でゴールドラッシュが起こりますよ。
Lord, let it be the gold rush in the workplaces and the people around them and the relationships with the people that are their co-workers.
そして世の中の人が私たちを見るときにサンキューの人やって思う。
And the people around us that don't know you, Lord, are going to look at us and say, those are people that really know how to give thanks.
父なる神様、私たちはあなたに感謝します。
Lord, God, we really, truly, we are humbled before you in thanksgiving.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
アーメン、ありがとう。
Amen.